Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. And conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push, while the top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog and win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number four. Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, our question for quarter number four is real simple. How good can Penn State's 2022 recruiting class be? And I'm going to set you up on this one. Currently, they have 8 commitments, and all 8 of them are 4-star commitments. That's pretty good so far, isn't it?
I mean, to go 8-for-8 at this point is a really, really good start. And I think it's just kind of been on Penn State to be able to keep that spark going. You know, there are always ebbs and flows in every recruiting cycle where you get hot, you cool off a little bit. I think Penn State sort of went through a stretch where I think you can say they cooled off some, if anything, because they lost the commitment from Holden Stays after Tyler Bowen moved on to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But if that's cooling off, I think Penn State did a really nice job of weathering the storm, so to speak. And so now I think, you know, getting the commitment here on Monday from Drew Aller, the second quarterback in the class, moves him up back into the top 5 in the country on 24/7 Sports. Really, I think as much as anything, continues that vibe of you got to be part of this class. And I think it's important to have that vibe and protect that vibe with the number of high-profile guys that are within arm's reach, you know, who aren't on the board yet but who could be on the board, to have that sort of flavor of something special is happening here is an important thing for Penn State. And they're doing a nice job of kind of keeping that flame going. The arrival of Drew Aller definitely helps that cause.
And there's a couple of other things to point out with this class. The two things I'd like to mention is, number one, several of these players are Pennsylvania recruits, highly regarded Pennsylvania recruits. A lot of folks were very critical of the recruiting the last couple classes. They've been missing out on the very top of the class at Penn State, Nolan Rucci, Fleming. And a year ago, they actually got only one out of the top 10 recruits out of Pennsylvania. Now they've already got 4, and the prospect of more to come, Dustin.
There is a prospect for more to come. You know, you look at Ine White, the pass rusher from Philadelphia. Penn State's got a legitimate shot at him. Nicholas Singleton, I think, is an important kid out of the Reading area. Governor Mifflin, really good running back. I saw, I think, a week or two ago, he mentioned that Penn State wasn't even in on him as a running back at first. So look at him. His recruitment's gone national. He's a top 100 player. They could probably use a running back. They could use, anytime you get a talent like this in your backyard, you kind of want to get to the finish line with him. But as you mentioned, with a real Pennsylvania feel and vibe, I mean, I think there's definitely a feeling like if you're in Pennsylvania and you're a big time player, you have a chance to join a bunch of the other big time players from the state and really make that a special dynamic of the 22 class. There's some of that happening right now, as you mentioned. Makai Flowers, I still, you know, Drew Shelton from Pennsylvania originally, now at IMG Academy, Anthony Ivey, Ken Talley, Bo Probola. You know, there's a very strong Pennsylvania feel. And now I think it's, you know, they've got that foundation set. Now can you go out and get to the finish line with some of those big-time guys that you hadn't gotten to the finish line with, especially in the last two classes? That'll be an interesting thing to watch here the rest of the cycle.
You brought up an interesting point, Dustin, which is this: the momentum within the class itself, where the players, we've been seeing stuff from Bo Prabula talking to several other players. We've been seeing Jerry Cross, the tight end from Wisconsin of all places. He's been a presence on Twitter talking about more to come and seems to be the guy talking to other people. I also saw a report about Drew Aller being in touch with Caden Saunders, the wide receiver from Ohio. So just how important is that when among the players themselves they're pushing to bring in more friends, more people to get in on the class?
I mean, it's the connection that potential commits feel with the current group of commits is an important aspect of recruiting. Guys who are coming in out of high school need to connect with the coaching staff. They need to connect with current players. They need to connect with other guys that they might be joining within the class. This seems like a class that feels pretty easy to connect with. And I also think the more vocal and the more proud some of these big time guys are of their commitment, the more it kind of continues that vibe, like you got to be a part of this. And so as these conversations are happening, it cannot hurt at all for Drew Aller to make a connection with Caden Saunders and to prevent what looks like a threatening situation that's developing with Alabama and Florida State and all these schools offering Caden Saunders. To have an Ohio connection, a potential, you know, and not just an Ohio connection, but a quarterback wide receiver connection, boy, that really seems to help keep a guy like Caden Saunders involved. And the more buzz and electricity and excitement, which is all fueled by these guys being vocal about it, I think, the more there is, the harder I would have to think it is to walk away and decommit from it. Now, Caden Saunders might find a situation at Alabama or someplace else where, you know, they can help me get to my goals faster or better. And that's fair. That's fine. But with all these guys being so excited and being so talented in this class, it's a hard thing to walk away from. It's easier to walk away from a class when it's limping along as opposed to kind of roaring through into the spring here.
And recruiting is an awful lot about momentum. I think let's talk about the class overall, though, and the importance to Penn State in having a good 2022 class. Let me point out a couple of the negatives, Dustin. This is a team coming off a 4-5 season. This is a team with its third offensive coordinator in 3 years. This is a team whose recruiting, I believe it peaked in 2018, and has its ranking has gone downhill every year since. You put all that together, there's a lot of pressure on this coaching staff to come out up with a good 2022 class.
Yeah, and I think there's also a good sales pitch there. You know, like that, and any good head coach is going to be a salesman for the brightness of the future. And I think the pitch in this class, it became a lot easier once all these PA kids got on board. Like, come in, you know, you guys have a chance. You know, we need you. We're still in good shape, but can you imagine what you guys can do to take Penn State back to where, you know, where it once was, the glory days of Penn State football? There's some of that going on in 2022. I think from a roster standpoint, I don't think they need a huge class in terms of quantity for reasons that we've discussed here. You know, there's 43 true freshman eligible players who are on campus or about to be on campus in the 2020 and 2021 class. Those classes lack high-end firepower, you know, to call a spade a spade. They lacked big-time players who all chose to go someplace else. There are, I think, already some big-time players in this class who maybe, you know, from a national ranking standpoint, aren't like five-star top 20 guys, but they are electric athletes in their own ways. And I think there's a possibility of connecting on high-end talent. The 20 and 2021 classes were good, a lot of good players, but I think they lacked elite players. And you need a lot of good players, but you also need elite players. And I think that's what 2022, that's the opportunity it provides here.
And that is, as you said, that is exactly what Penn State has been missing. I want to go back to a name that you mentioned, which is the running back Nick Singleton from Reading area. How important is he? Because running back, after not getting a running back last year in the 21 class, and the fact that he's a Pennsylvania kid, just how important does that become? I have no doubt they'll get a running back from somewhere, but how important is it to get that kid?
Well, if you've got a really strong base with four Pennsylvania kids plus a fifth, I believe, in Drew Shelton, and it's at a position where you've recruited, developed, and churned guys out to the NFL. Like, Journey Brown would have been the third, I think, big-time running back to come out of Penn State's program since James Franklin got there. You have that reputation at running back. You've got, you know, come play with your buddies. You've got a class that's electric. If that's not going to keep the, you know, a big-time talent from your own backyard in state, I don't know what really will. So I think, you know, the conditions are pretty optimal here to get to the finish line with Nicholas Singleton. Doesn't guarantee anything. If he wants to go play for Alabama and he's got that opportunity, you can't blame him. It's one of the facts of the matter is, you know, big time players and national recruitments. It's just hard for Penn State to get to the finish line when they're going head to head with an Alabama type school. But I think Nicholas Singleton, if you can't get a kid like that now, I don't know if you really ever will.
The other big name that you also mentioned earlier is, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Enai White, a defensive end out of Philadelphia. He is ranked right now as the number one player in the state. We know where Penn State has fallen short with that number one guy the last couple seasons. The same question about him, Dustin. How important is he to this class?
Well, I mean, again, he would be, if he were to commit today, he would be the most dynamic player, the most dynamic talent in this class. I think Penn State's got good connection and good track record in Philadelphia, looking at Shaka Toney, even Sharif Miller. You know, I think they've got a good sales pitch and said, look, Sharif came in, he worked at it. He wasn't as highly regarded as you, but we took Sharif to the NFL. Same thing with Shaka Toney. Deion Barnes is on board after coaching in Philadelphia. So I think they've got a strong Philadelphia-specific recruiting pitch, and I do think that, you know, speaking of dynamic athletes, you can never have enough, and I think, you know, Anaya White would be a huge addition for many reasons, but especially at that position, too, at defensive end. You need a big-time player there.
And to get those top Pennsylvania guys, that would continue the momentum as there are several good Pennsylvania players still on the board. Dustin, that's going to have to be it for our show. Thank you, Dustin, for being here with us, and thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the college basketball action. Bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with MetHoops Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.